It's Friday, May 4th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And joining us now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Have you seen the new exhibit at the Walton Arts Center that's part of Artisphere?
Yes, I saw it last night during First Thursday, went out and looked at it.
And loved it?
Mm-hmm.
I got to walk through it with Andrea Packard, who's the curator. She's from Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
And this is the third time she's done an exhibit for Artisphere. The exhibit is called Structuring Nature. And it's kind of about man and nature and the struggle for who wins.
Mm-hmm.
There are beautiful big photographs by Andrew Moore about Detroit and how nature is reclaiming parts of Detroit.
Oh.
Like there's a gorgeous one to me where it's an old school book depository and the books were left there to rot. Well, they became mulch and now there's trees growing out of them.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really cool.
Fascinating. There are two sets of amazing woodcuts. If you ever tried that in your high school art class, mm-hmm. when you see these, you'll just have to sit down and fan yourself. And again, there's more to them than meets the eye because they look like these idyllic nature scenes, but they're really not. And then there's Randall Exon's paintings, which look very much like the Hudson River School mm-hmm. of Art, but modern subjects.
Oh.
And a little darker, I think. You'll have to see what you think, folks, when you've seen the new Crystal Bridges exhibit and seen this exhibit. Because to me, the Hudson Valley art is all very hopeful. You know, we're moving west. It's all very hopeful. This is a little darker.
Okay.
But the exhibit is fascinating, and you really have to go see it. It is on through June 30th in the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, and it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this weekend is wildly busy
mm-hmm.
with the opening of the new exhibit at Crystal Bridges, the crafts fairs, the festivals. Here's our Reader's Digest condensed version.
Okay.
Go.
It's Crafts Fair weekend.
Yes, it is. I forgot.
War Eagle through Sunday. Sharp Show at War Eagle through Sunday. The Spring Craft Extravaganza is Saturday at Farmers Market on the Fayetteville Square and Sunday at Farmers Market at the Botanical Garden in Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
The Ozark Regional Arts and Crafts Festival is today and tomorrow at Northwest Arkansas Convention Center. The Arts and Crafts Fair on the Creek is today and tomorrow.
Where's that one at?
That's on the grounds of Wishing Spring Gallery in Bella
okay,
Vista.
Okay.
There's an arts and crafts fair at Frisco Station Mall. And there's one at Spanker Creek on Benton County 40, which is on past Wishing Spring Gallery.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's the first Centerton Spring Festival.
Really?
It's 10 to 6 today and 10 to 6 tomorrow at the City Park. I asked them what was going on, and they said they didn't really know, but it was going to be a festival. So check it out.
Okay.
It's First Friday today on the Bentonville Square. Africa in the Ozarks this weekend in Eureka Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Two concerts by Afrikaya at 7 o'clock today and 7 o'clock Saturday at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium. And they're playing Saturday at 3 at Basin Spring Park.
Mm-hmm.
Public Garden Days at Compton Gardens in Bentonville tomorrow with a plant sale from 8 to 1. I understand that is sharpen your elbows and...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been?
No.
Okay.
I've given up gardening for dogs.
Oh, that's fair.
You can only do one or the other, apparently. There is a children's author, Don Denton, who is reading from 8:30 to 1 and educational stations provided by Crystal Bridges for kids, all at Compton Gardens in Bentonville. It's Arkansas Trails Day tomorrow from 9 to 3 at Lake Fort Smith State Park near Mountainburg. Ooh, it's locally unique Saturday.
I don't know what that is.
It's either. What's that?
The art sale by artists at the Community Creative Center at the Nadine Baum Studios.
Oh, well, I know where you'll be.
You betcha. 10 to 4 tomorrow. The Trail Mix Concert Tour. 1:30 to 3:30 on Saturday. This is the new one on the trails around Crystal Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
See today's What's Up for access points, parking, how far you have to walk, the bands, all of that.
Okay.
Tomorrow is the Fayetteville Sip and Dip.
Yes.
Yummy.
I so want to do this. The Northwest Arkansas Cheese Dip Classic from 2 to 6 at the fairgrounds in Fayetteville and the Fayetteville Foam Fest from 6 to 9 at the Amp at the fairgrounds. It's $10 for the cheese dip and $30 for the beer.
It sounds delicious.
Call me if you need a designated driver. And 7:30 tomorrow night, the ACO Chorale and Youth Choir perform at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Tickets are $9 for children and $16 for adults.
Whew. So no reason to be bored.
Very busy weekend.
Exactly.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.